Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Thursday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. Mm-hmm. I am Ben, live in person in studio together for our second time this week, rounding out our 3 hours and this Thursday edition of TEL. Only one NBA playoff game on this Thursday night in Minnesota. What does Golden State look like without Steph Curry? Can the Timberwolves, as expected heavily by the odds makers, even up this series at a game apiece? And based on the result, DRS, of course, what will it mean for the remainder of this series? Will it be too much for the Dubs to overcome without the chef in the lineup? A lot of Major League Baseball to break down in this third and final hour as well, up until 11 a.m. Eastern here on the Spiz Grid.
Yeah, look, should have a pretty good hour here coming up. A lot of afternoon baseball. Usually the shortest card of the week, typically on a maybe a Monday and or a Thursday. But still, hopefully we'll be able to find some of those hitter props that we love and also some sides that certainly make some sense. Already looking towards the Philadelphia Phillies as maybe a money line favorite once again today. Better starter on the mound. We'll see how that factors in. But also a big game tonight. Where is this one where the Golden State Warriors say, mission accomplished, let's just get healthy, let's not waste any more energy and head back to the Bay? Or can they really ramp up their game and steal another game against the Minnesota Timberwolves? We'll find that out tonight. So pretty good day setting up and also a really good hour number three.
A little bit of a shorter Thursday slate in MLB, but we do have an additional game, a doubleheader between the Tigers and Major League Baseball's worst team by a very long shot. Yep. That would be the Colorado Rockies, who are now 6-29, a doubleheader to end out this set. So 9 games in total, 16 of our 30 MLB clubs on the diamond tonight. Really interested, DRS, to see how the people are looking at game number two between the T-Wolves and the Warriors tonight. Of course, in the absence of Steph Curry, it's a large spread now, 10.5 in favor of Minnesota. Are people thinking that even without Steph, Golden State can keep this game close and competitive? Basically, it was the question we asked to all of you. What's the best bet for game number two tonight in Minneapolis? It's time for Fade the Public. What is the best bet for tonight's Warriors versus Timberwolves game? It was the question at Sports Grid on Twitter. Is it the T-Wolves laying 10.5? Is it the Warriors covering as a double-digit dog? Is it the over of 201 and a hook or the under of that number? DRS, neither team reaching the century mark in the opening game of this series. In fact, Golden State limiting Minnesota to only 88 points after an abysmal opening half offensively for Minnesota. And it is a little bit interesting, and it backs up some of the stats we are seeing on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Most of the public, nearly 37% of the vote, now updating that, more than 38% thinking the Warriors as a 10.5 point dog tonight against the Timberwolves, even without Steph Curry, keep this game close. ERS, which way did you vote?
Yeah, we're still looking at the dog prices, right? Because outside of that OKC game, the dogs have really played well and certainly honing in on their skills. And maybe we're taking a look at game number ones and not saying like, oh, that's an anomaly, where in game number two, some of these major things are still happening once again to the higher seed. But for me, it's tough to look at this line and say, honestly, because it's 10.5, and you see the people that are like, man, that's too many points. Yesterday at the FanDuel Sportsbook, man, what did we say? We're getting 11?
Yep.
Everybody, 85 out of 100 tickets coming in. We're all on the Denver Nuggets. You saw the game once, almost a 50-point blowout loss. We're not correlating it necessarily to this game and how it's going to play out. But when your superstar isn't out there, how much adrenaline do you have? But also understand the correlation of which way some people are betting, right? If you're looking at the Timberwolves minus 10.5, you're probably betting also that this game goes over the total, which means the Timberwolves are playing a very good offense, more chances and more opportunities, more of a game flow. But if you are taking the 10.5 at the Warriors, you're probably not looking at a game plan with Steph Curry that includes let's get up and down the court and score 125 points. It's more defensive mentality, just like you saw in last game once Steph exited that game. For me, my vote actually went under 201.5, which is only 8% of the betting public, which I love that because I don't think the MO of the Warriors and Steve Kerr is like, let's just have fun tonight. Buddy Hield shoot 33-point shots. Jimmy, do whatever you want. And if we win the game, great. If not, it's no big deal. We're playing with house money. His MO has to be, let's control the tempo. Let's play great defense. Draymond, if you got to get teched up once or twice in this game, just get under somebody's skin, please go ahead and do that. Because if we win, it's fantastic. If we lose, just make it a little bit tougher on Minnesota. So for me, I didn't vote side. I went total, under.
As did I, DRS, but I voted for the over. I'll tell you why I voted for the over. I'm not going to bet the over 201.5, but what I already have bet is Minnesota's team total over 106.5.
Yeah.
Because for me, if you see that response out of the Timberwolves tonight, even if they don't cover as a 10.5-point favorite, it needs to be offensively. What we watched in the opening half of the opening game of this second-round set, atrocious. And that included Anthony Edwards, who I believe started 0 of his first 10, 0 of his first
brutal.
11 before finding his first field goal from the floor. They were awful. Outside of Naz Reid, they had very little going for Minnesota offensively. Started to find some of that footing as they started to begin that rally in the fourth quarter. And Donnie, we talk about it. The adrenaline of filling the momentum when you lose your best player. We saw Golden State do that because Steph's injury did not happen late in the fourth quarter, late in the second quarter. And the Warriors still held off Minnesota. But I think some of those in-game adjustments become the game-to-game adjustments. Steve Kerr will have the answers on the other side, no doubt, for Golden State. But for me, if the Timberwolves can't get to 105 and their team total is 106.5, if Minnesota can't get to 105, that's where I think this game becomes a little bit precarious because that means the Warriors have mucked it up. If they can limit Minnesota to sub-100 or they can limit the Timberwolves the sub 90 or 95, as they did in game number one, the Timberwolves only scoring 88 points, then Golden State stays within this basketball game. And for me, Donnie, it not only shifts how I think about game two, but maybe the entirety of the series.
No, and also understand this too, the Golden State Warriors through the first two playoff rounds, which again, we're only one game into round number two, won multiple games with holding another team under 100 points. Their defensive imprint and footprint certainly will be there. But also understand this, if you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook and go to the stats tab in this one, this is one where we talk about buyer beware. You see that 10.5-point number. Oh, look at that. Should be easy. Golden State won game number one. Even without Steph, they don't have to win this game. They just have to play somewhat close in this one. How about 67% of the spreads on Golden State?
Yeah.
67% of those tickets. But then you look at the money, 56% of the money is actually on Minnesota. So the bigger bets are coming in on Minnesota. But also understand this. The Golden State Warriors getting the majority of the tickets. Why isn't that line going to 10? And 9.5, and 9, and 8.5. There's a reason for that.
You would think so, DRS, and I think it is a really good point. By the way, Golden State was a 5.5, 6, 6.5-point underdog for game number one. I think the closing number on the FanDuel Sportsbook was 6 in favor of Minnesota. The Warriors won that game outright. In fact, Golden State won game 7 outright as an underdog against Houston. In the 5 games that Golden State has been a dog so far in this playoff run, they are both 3-2 straight up. And then, of course, against the number as well. This is the largest spread working against Golden State, matching that number from early January, when I'm sure Steph also wasn't playing against the Indiana Pacers. They are not used to getting this many points, certainly not with the playoff pedigree the Warriors as a franchise in this iteration do hold. Donnie, we'll have plenty more time to break this game down a little bit later on. But I want to ask you this question. You said you think this series is done in 6. The odds makers still think there is a chance it sees the distance. Shortest total games is 7 at plus 164. If Golden State covers tonight, albeit a loss, but if Golden State stays within margin, that change how long you think this series goes?
No, it doesn't, because you're just looking at, from Minnesota's perspective tonight, it's not like, did you see what OKC did? We better do the same thing. They win by 5 points and they'll be just fine, regardless if it's a high-tempo game, low-tempo game. But also, then just winning one game at Golden State, handling your home court business, and then winning in game number 6 for me, because Steph might come back for game number 6. Is he going to be shooting 15 three-point shots in that game? Maybe 15 minutes total is probably what we're looking at for Steph Curry.
I think if the Timberwolves win by 15-plus, it kind of gives us the same thought after what OKC did last night to Denver. We'll break down the MLB card up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Live right here on this Thursday on the early line on Sports Grid. 9-game slate around Major League Baseball. 16 teams in action. A doubleheader between the Rockies and the Tigers included in all of that. And a really good extended weekend series, DRS, about to begin today as well. Out in the desert, where the Diamondbacks lost 2 of 3 against the New York Mets, including yesterday in the rubber match, the finale. The Amazons winning 7-1 behind 2 long balls from Juan Soto. Diamondbacks get ready to welcome in their divisional foe in the team atop the division in the National League West, atop the National League, atop all of MLB as expected, that being the LA Dodgers. Yoshi Yamamoto gets the start for the Dodgers tonight on the road in downtown Phoenix, minus 148 number in favor of Los Angeles. Our guy Brandon Pfaadt on the other side for the D-backs. They are the home dog. Total now on its way up at on the hook, DRS. Over-under stands at 9. What do you like here in tonight's desert duel?
Yeah, taking a look at some of the pitchers on the mound today. Yamamoto comes in with 40 innings pitched on the season. And how about this? An 0.90 ERA and an xFIP number of 2.32. You take a look at Brandon Pfaadt on the mound here. 3.79 ERA with an xFIP of 3.51. Now looking at the lineups as they go against each other, 134 batters that Yamamoto has faced this season. How about an 0.98 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 236? How about a combined strikeout rate for him for lefties and righties, Ben? 33.6%. So almost 35% of the batters that come into the plate don't even put the baseball in play. You look at the lineup, you always like it because it's Arizona. High weighted on base percentages all the way through, but typically the better pitcher wins out over the better hitting lineup. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pfaadt will be on the mound. Left-handed batters giving him a little bit of issues here. A 217 ISO and a 345 weighted on base percentage. And you know, one of the best left-handed hitters in baseball, technically right now, not Shohei Ohtani, but maybe Freddie Freeman. 77 at bats against right-handed pitchers. How about a 403 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 521? His K rate, only 14%, and a walk rate above 10%. That guy is on base or driving base runners in each and every day. If you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, maybe a 125, 120 price here on an RBI, always look towards Freddie Freeman because you know, Otani's going to be on base. Betts is going to be on base. Freeman gets a base hit. You're cashing that ticket.
Total of 9 tonight as well. Some runs expected tonight in Arizona. DRS, this team has played 37 games so far this year. The Dodgers, the best record in baseball, 25-12. But just the fourth divisional game for LA, the only divisional foe the Dodgers have played so far, the Rockies, and they swept Colorado. First divisional game of the season for the Diamondbacks. You used to play everybody around your division, the other four opponents, 19 times, now only 13. So a little bit later on into the season before we see those divisional sets. We mentioned the 6 teams earlier that are multiple games above 500 around the National League. The Diamondbacks are the 7th team above 500 in the NL, 19-18, a difficult schedule. And that continues this weekend for the D-backs hosting the Dodgers for a 4-game set. A 4-game series comes to a close today in Atlanta. My team in the National League right now, at least from a betting perspective, the Reds need 80 wins out of Cincinnati. They've got 19. They're 19-19 straight up. My guy, though, in the National League, that would be Spencer Schwellenbach, the 2021 Big Ten Player of the Year from Nebraska, and off to a great start in his second full season in the Bigs. Minus 190, the price in favor of the Braves to win this four-game set in DRS and take 3 of 4 from Cincinnati. Can the Reds put up a fight today in the A?
Taking a look at the seasonal statistics here. And by the way, I think Schwellenbach did get blown up in his last start. Two starts ago, was it? 41 and a third innings pitch, but technically he's the better pitcher on the mound today. 3.92 ERA, which is a little bit elevated. You want to see that number, 3.5 or 0. 3.19 xFIP number on the season, so bounce back might be in order at this point. You take a look here from Cincinnati, Nick Lodolo, pretty confident left-handed pitcher who is decent typically with his K rate, but not this year. 6.75 Ks per 9 innings, which means if you extrapolate out a 9-inning start for him, he's not even striking out a guy per inning, which is really what you want to see. A 3.27 ERA, which makes some sense, but his xFIP creeping up at a 4.28. If we're looking at the lineups of how they present tonight, Nick Lodolo, being a left-handed pitcher, very good against left-handed batters. And also, his power numbers are down against righties with also ISO power number and weighted on base percentages. Here's the issue that gets him in trouble while his xFIP is a little bit higher. He doesn't strike guys out, which means the ball typically will be in play. You look at the middle of the lineup for the Atlanta Braves today, Austin Riley going up against left-handed pitching. Not a lot of at-bats here, 21, but a 300 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 402. Marcell Ozuna, not a lot of power, but the weighted on base percentage of 394. Olsen, not a lot of power, but again, the weighted on base percentage of a 394. I think the better overall lineup today is for the Atlanta Braves. I do think the Braves win this game, but also, as I pointed out, and you confirmed, sometimes you come off the back-to-back starts. Like, was it a problem that he had? Was it an injury? Was he just not feeling it right now? Yeah. Like, Paul Skenes had a nice bounce-back performance after he had one of his low points in the season, which the Pittsburgh Pirates still lost. I'll still trust Atlanta in this spot, though.
Yeah, I might have spoken a little bit too soon on my guy, Schwelly. He is now 1-3 with a 3.92 ERA, but got off to a great start this year. His first three outings of the season, 20 innings of work in total on the bump, a single earned run allowed and only 10 base knocks. He is giving up 17 earned in his last four starts, including allowing 6 against both the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So maybe trying to find that today at home in Atlanta, trying to win the 4-game set against the Reds. The Philadelphia Phillies trying to sweep the Rays on the road in Tampa. Bats have been hot DRS for Philadelphia so far in the opening two games of this series. We expect more of the same today. Philly on the road, a favorite, total 8.5. The Phils played at 8 in the opening win of this set. Blanked the Rays yesterday, winning 7-0.
Yeah, trying to take a look here at the updated numbers across the board that we have them here. Let me see. What are the Phillies coming in at? This morning before I left, they were around that 135 price point. Still sitting at 136 at the FanDuel Sportsbook, as high as 142 at some other outlets. And it does make some sense. If we're looking at the pitching matchups today, Jesus Luzardo, fantastic this season so far for the Phillies. Exactly and more of what they bargained for. 41 2/3 innings pitch. How about an ERA for Luzardo of 1.94 and a second best xFIP behind Yamamoto on the card today at 2.99. Now, Pepio is not a bad pitcher. 38 1/3 innings pitched, a 4.23 ERA, which is average to bad, and a 4.18 xFIP number, which, again, is average at this point. If we're looking at the Phillies lineup, it's been so much better as of late with the power numbers coming back. You look at the temperatures down in Tampa today, 82 degrees with a wind blowing out to right field. And if you can imagine, as Yankee Stadium, this is the exact same design, that short porch the Phillies should hit today. I like them, and I think that's a cheap price for them, even being on the road, of around a minus 135. Moneyline Phillies for me.
How are the Rays doing in their new home ballpark for this year?
Struggling.
The road team's loving it, but the Rays are just 9-15. Yeah. Second worst win percentage at home in the Bigs, only trailing the Colorado Rockies. A worst win percentage in the Chicago White Sox. More around Major League Baseball up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We continue breaking down our Major League Baseball slate on this Thursday. He is the RS. IMB double S. We've got 9 games on this Thursday around the Bigs, including a doubleheader between the Rockies and the Tigers, and a rubber match, DRS,
yes,
between the Red Sox and the Rangers. Of our 9 games in total, including the first of 2 between the Rocks and the Tigers, 4 in the afternoon hours in their respective spots, including inside Fenway Park, where the Red Sox are a home favorite, minus 138 on that money line. The Rangers looking to win this series in the rubber match as the underdog. 9.5 the total. We're expecting some offense on a warm afternoon in Beantown, huh?
Could be. 17.2 innings pitched this season for Brian Bello at this point. He's got a 2.55 ERA, but a slightly higher xFIP number at 4.14. You switch it over to Jack Leiter. Still trying to find his way around Major League Baseball. 17 2/3 innings pitched on the season. A 4.58 ERA and a 4.27 xFIP number. So we do have the competency of the pitchers to be okay, which is usually helping out the batters in a true batter's ballpark, which Fenway Park is. 72 degrees on the temperatures here. Light wind blowing in from right field. Not going to be really a harm at 5 miles per hour. But if you look at the lineup today for the Boston Red Sox on the season, they've done very well against right-handed pitching. Look at the first 5 batters that we anticipate being in that lineup today. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Campbell, and Abreu, all of those guys, high ISO powers, high weighted on base percentages, decent K rates, and decent walk rates here. They should get some damage done. Trevor Story, Toro, Narvaez, and Rafaela, not really all that much. So the top of the lineup, I should say, for Boston will be able to do the damage. Now, if we flip it over to the other side with Texas going up against Bayo, you look at that lineup, say Josh Smith, very good in the leadoff spot here. Wyatt Langford having a sensational season, great young player in Major League Baseball. Seager still trying to work his way back from injury, but has had a lot of success against right-handed pitching to the tune of a 391 weighted on-base percentage and a low K rate at this point here. If we're being optimistic about this game, do I love it either side? Do I think it's automatically runs? No, but the two average pitchers with decent weather in Boston, you probably would lean more towards the over at this point. And if we're looking at some of those live statistics here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a favorite, which was 142 overnight, now down to minus 138 as a live favorite for Boston. That makes sense as well. Not overwhelming, but it is a deterrent. Like 9.5, you got to get 10 runs to get the total. Maybe a stay-away game from you. Got some decent batters in the lineup, particularly for Boston in the top 5.
Exactly 10 runs yesterday in Fenway. Boston winning 6-4 in the second game of this series after the Rangers took the opener. Alex Bregman, big dinger yesterday on a Wednesday, the 200th home run of his Major League Baseball career. A good win for the Sox, snapping a 3-game slide, and they had dropped 5 of their last 6. DRS, you look around the American League East, there is one team above 500. It's the Yankees at 21-16. That's not what we expected entering this year. Certainly not what we had hoped for in Baltimore.
Yeah.
The Orioles have dropped 4 in a row. Baltimore has the second worst mark in the American League at 13-22, hoping to avoid a sweep against Minnesota today in the Twin Cities. It's our first game of the day, a little bit after 1:10 p.m. Eastern time. And as you see there, DRS, the odds makers not expecting the O's to avoid the sweep. In fact, line even working more to the Twins. It's minus 152, that money line price as of the moment. 8.5 is the total. What's the issue with the Orioles right now?
I don't know. I liked them last night, too, on an alternate team total 3.5 at minus 155. Only scored 2 runs. Embarrassing effort against Woods Richardson. And quite frankly, the bats actually came out from Minnesota and not Baltimore yesterday. Let's take a look at the pitching matchups as follows today for these two teams. Bailey Ober will be on the mound, the home starter. 38 2/3 innings pitched on this season. 3.72 ERA, a 4.17 xFIP number. But then you go around to Dean Kramer, one of those guys I usually love to fade. 37 2/3 innings pitched on the season. How about a 5.73 ERA, a 4.86 xFIP number? That gets you into the danger territory. So take a look at some of the lineups of how they presented themselves, particularly going with the Minnesota Twins, who won last night up against Dean Kramer. Kramer's really struggled with left-handed batters to the tune of 102 that he's faced. How about a 237 weighted on base? 237 ISO and a 378 weighted on base percentage. You look at the first 4 guys in that lineup: Buxton, Larnach, Lee, and France. 2 lefties and 2 righties. High weighted on base percentages, and outside of Buxton, very low K rates. Should be able to maybe get some things on the board going for them. On the opposite side, going against Ober, he struggles against right-handed batters. But also, the lineup always looks good, Ben, on a day-to-day basis with the Baltimore Orioles. Same way yesterday. Like, just looking against them with right-handed pitchers, which Simeon Woods Richardson was yesterday, and they couldn't crack them. Mullins, Henderson, Rutschman, O'Hearn, all sky-high weighted on base percentages to ISO power numbers, where you want to jump back in, but say something is just wrong at this point now. Are all these statistics built on, like, the first 2 weeks of the season and just dead in the water the last week and a half? They should be able to hit Ober today, but it's also, can you bet them and trust them, though?
13-22 for Baltimore, who
brutal
entered this season with the second-best price, only behind the Yankees,
yep,
to win the American League pennant. We thought they would certainly be a contender, yep, now tied for the 7th-best number at 16-1 around the AL. We will end out our nine-game slate on this Thursday in MLB with more previews and picks next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When your Thursday slates around Major League Baseball are just a little bit shorter and you only have nine games to break down, why not hit them all around the bigs, especially with only one NBA playoff game tonight in the Twin Cities that we'll preview in just a little bit. Let's go to Anaheim. The LA Angels of Anaheim, a home underdog today against the Toronto Blue Jays. Chris Bassett on the bump for the Jays. They're a slight road favorite at minus 130. Over-under stands at 8.5 DRS. What's the play today between the Blue Jays and the Halos?
Going to Anaheim, the streets you know very well. Being a hometown boy out here with your hometown team at that point. And by the way, Disney World in Florida, the only Disney World, Disneyland. Nobody recognizes that from Orange County. Just wanted to get that out there before I broke down this thing here. Now, Chris Bassett, Toronto's pitcher on the mound, 39 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 2.95 ERA with an xFIP of 3.21. How about that? A nice little rebirth here for Chris Bassett in 2025. But you take a look at Jose Soriano, not far behind, a 3.83 ERA, but a 3.41 xFIP number. That means he's actually getting a little bit unlucky right now. Do we have two pitchers that can certainly quiet the bats down, which last night we did get some runs here. I missed out. I had Vladdy Jr. and also George Springer to get an RBI. They didn't factor into the equation. Maybe they do that today. But Chris Bassett does struggle a little bit with left-handed batters. 89 batters he's faced on the season as a right-handed pitcher. A 188 ISO, slightly above, and a 341 weighted on base percentage, slightly above. But he has a real low walk rate and a very good K rate, which is why that xFIP number looks so good. In the lineup today, anticipated for the Angels, they've done very well against right-handed pitching. Zach Neto's got good numbers. Jorge Soler, Taylor Ward, Logan O'Hoppe, and also Yoan Moncada all have high ISO power numbers. We'll see if that plays into it. But typically, as we say, good pitching usually beats out good hitting, and particularly not a great hitting ballpark with LA, more of a pitcher's ballpark, similar over there to Chavez Ravine. If you take a look at Jose Soriano, look at this. ISO power number, 0.93 against, combined between lefties and righties. Weighted on base percentage, just about average. Now, he doesn't strike out as many batters as Chris Bassett does, but also looking at the lineup here for Toronto. It is a lot of low K rates, which you do like in the lineup, but not a lot of high ISO power numbers. Santander, 178, slightly elevated, which you like. And then you have Varsho, but only 12 at-bats against right-handed pitching at a 545. You take that with a grain of salt. Yeah. Not much pop in the lineup today for the Blue Jays. So maybe we do just see an under.
Yeah, the Blue Jays not playing great baseball right now. They have dropped four straight games. They have lost seven of their last 10. Like a lot of teams around the American League East right now, 500 or below that. The Angels in the cellar of the American League West, 15 and 20. But the Halos are looking for the sweep today over the Blue Jays. In fact, it would be the fourth victory in the last five games for LA because they were riding a seven-game losing skid last week into the week and dropped eight of their last nine before this series against Toronto. So hoping for better today. The odds working in favor of the Blue Jays out in Anaheim. DRS, we talked about the Twins earlier in their matchup against the O's, who have been heavily disappointing. Minnesota off to a disappointing start as well. 7-15, the worst they were sub 500, eight games. Minnesota's won 10 of their last 15. You know who also has been red hot in the American League Central? That's the Kansas City Royals. They have won five straight. They are now six games above 500 at 22-16. And frankly, if you're going to take on the Chicago White Sox, you got to make it worth it. 2:11 p.m. Eastern time. First pitch today inside Kauffman Stadium in KC. Some afternoon baseball. The Royals, a now $2.5 favorite DRS against the Sox. Total stands at 8.5. Will KC continue its winning way?
Yeah, you might say that's crazy. Over a $2 price here for Kansas City. Who's actually on the mound? Is it Big Game James from back in the day? No, it's actually Chris Bubich. He's doing very well again this season. 41 innings pitched. How about an ERA of under 2? It's actually listed at 1.98. His xFIP number, 3.65, very manageable. Then you take a look at Davis Martin, who might as well be Dean Martin out there on the mound for the White Sox. He's got a 3.52 ERA, which you like, but a higher xFIP number of 4.38. So let's take a look at the correlation with these pitchers and how they actually match up. You take a look at Bubich. Not much that don't love. Last year's statistics, only 140 batters, stellar. This year's statistics, already over that at 168 batters. How about an ISO against of 091? Fantastic. Weighted on base percentage of 270, fantastic. Not a huge K rate guy, but doesn't give very many free passes here on the bases per walks. Then you look at the Chicago White Sox lineup, and it seems like it's an everyday occurrence. Who would you like in this lineup? Well, Luis Robert actually threw 37 at-bats against left-handed pitching, a 233 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 382. You also take a look at Carroll raping ahead of him, only 20 at-bats but a 420 weighted on-base percentage. Everybody else below the bar. So if you just pitch around one or two guys, Bubich really should have a day here, which is why they're favored so high. But also, Martin on the other side does struggle with lefty and righty batters here. Low K rate, so the ball should be in play. If you're looking for a guy in this lineup every single day, it's usually Bobby Witt and Michael Garcia as the two go-to options. They should win in a lower scoring game. I don't even know if you want to take a look at a team total for the Royals itself, because I don't think they need very many runs and the pressure is going to be on. And they are the home team, which probably means, Ben, only 8 at-bats as opposed to 9.
Yeah, 8-14, the start for Kansas City on April 19th. Yeah. Not a very good start for a Royals team, of course, that had a lot of optimism following a playoff appearance a season ago. Since then, DRS, Kansas City has won 14 of their last 16, hoping for a four-game series sweep against the White Sox. If Chicago is in your division, take advantage. And some teams around the AL Central are doing exactly that. DRS, first 2 weeks of this year is like, same old AL Central. Everybody flirting with around 500, maybe a few games above or a few games below. The Royals now 22-16. The Guardians now 22-15. And the team with the best record in the entirety of the American League, that would be the Detroit Tigers, a 23-13 mark and a doubleheader today expected at Coors Field between the Tigers and the Rockies. Colorado, the worst team in Major League Baseball, now 6-29 after an opening loss in this series yesterday. First day of this series on Tuesday, DRS, we got a postponement due to weather. That's why we're playing two today to end out this three-game set. First game, a little bit after 3 p.m. Eastern time, Casey Mize on the bump for the Tigers. They're a hefty favorite, minus 180, as you would expect for every team that takes on the Rocks this year.
Yeah, and you take a look at Freeland on the mound, 5.7 ERA. Always terrible, but understand that with a grain of salt. He does pitch in Colorado, but how about his xFIP number? 3.38, much better than that ERA. Now, also, I just wanted to bring that up because when you're taking a look at the batters and how they line up in both of these games, right? Yesterday, I liked a few batters for Detroit. They scored 6 runs, 8 runs yesterday, last night. I didn't even cash in any RBI props in that game, which is crazy. Yeah. Should have just went with the team total. Didn't work out for me. But if you're jumping back on Detroit today, and let's just say going up against Freeland, who does have pretty good statistics, you're probably locked and loaded on some right-handed batters. And I believe it was yesterday, Gleyber Torres, who had the big day here. Javi Baez, I believe, had the big day, like the 9-hole yesterday for Detroit. That can happen. That lineup presents itself extremely well against right-handed pitching. If you remove Riley Green, who's a left-handed batter with underwhelming statistics against lefties, and also in the last batter in the lineup, who's another lefty, and Trey Sweeney, everybody has a high weighted on-base percentage, which bodes well. If you look at the opposite side in game number one with Casey Mize, he's not a great pitcher, but nobody, even like Colorado, every time you break down this card, you should be like, man, their numbers are sensational because they play a course. But the game doesn't adjust a course here. These are just the numbers based on home and away, which they always should have the advantage. Everybody in the lineup stinks outside of Jordan Beck, who actually did have an RBI yesterday. Game number two, if we just jump to that one, Cotter Montero, high xFIP number on that port for the Detroit Tigers. That could get you into problems with Tanner Gordon with no statistics in Major League Baseball this season. You're probably looking at, and rightfully so, every time Colorado plays, I don't care if it's a doubleheader, it's hard to take them in either one of these two games, Ben.
Total 10 for the opening game. Total 11 listed right now for a game scheduled to start around 6:40 p.m. Eastern time as well. That's 4:40 Mountain. We've got some day baseball there at Coors Field. A nice venue for baseball, but not a lot of nice results so far for the Rockies at 6-29. In extras yesterday, DRS, that's how Detroit got the victory. A lot of scoring early. We saw 12 combined runs tied at 6-all after 4 frames between the Rocks and the Tigers. Then nobody scored to end out regulation. Spencer Torkelson, an RBI in the 10th, also scored on an error. Both the runs the Tigers needed to win that game. Detroit, in their last 5 wins, at least 7 runs scored. So the offense, whether it's been at altitude or elsewhere, the Tigers have been plating aplenty. I bet the Tigers earlier in the year at a 10-1 price to win the American League. It's now plus 650, second best price, only behind the Yanks at a plus 310 number. Love what I'm seeing out of the Tigers that used some playoff experience last year, hoping to build on that with a solid young core and the reigning AL Cy Young winner in Tarik Skubal. Let's get to our lone game of NBA playoff action. It's game two tonight between the Timberwolves and the Warriors.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
DRS, it's rather simple. How do the Warriors look tonight in game number two without the chef?
And I'm going to tell you, we don't know how they're going to look. Not even Steve Kerr understands how they're going to look because, again, you saw the post-game press conference after game number one where Steve Kerr was like, yeah, we won this basketball game. Boy, these guys are tired. We're not going to have Steph. We got to watch some film, give these guys a day break, and then we'll come back at it. He's a pretty good coach, man. He's got a pedigree out there. He's played in the NBA. He's won a couple championships. They're not going to fold up because that's what the Golden State Warriors, they know that deep down they can win games like this. They weren't supposed to win game number seven. They won game number seven. They weren't supposed to win game number one in round number two, and their best player got injured, and they still won that. I'm expecting maximum effort out of the Golden State Warriors, but at the same time, things are going to have to look different. As we started off the show, like, who is going to surprise you for this team? Well, Jimmy Butler's not going to surprise me. He better be the player that shoots 20-plus times in this game, has 25-plus points here with a lot of rebound, chance for a double-double, and maybe even a triple-double just to keep them involved, because coming into the series, the overwhelming favorite was Minnesota, and for good reason. They're a better basketball team. Now you look at a team that stole game number one, now doesn't have their best player. There should be blood in the water tonight for those Minnesota Timberwolves. But for me, looking at that 10.5-point spread, it's not something I want to jump into, but what would be the surprising things? Like, okay, the game ended up 98-91, and it was a win for the Timberwolves. You could walk away as the Timberwolves and be like, you know what? Job done here, 1-1. Let's go back and sort of push it in once we get back into San Francisco. But at the same time, I look at the opposite side and say, well, what are we going to get out of the Golden State Warriors? Like, what's the MO tonight? Is it, oh, lost cause, let's rest up and get ready for game number three. That'll be our best shot to take a lead in the series. Or is it house money, let's go out there and play, let's fire up three-point shots, let's get some tempo, play good basketball. And you know the pressure is not on the Warriors, Ben. It's on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So how does that factor in? I don't like a side in this game. I do like a total, but I can see it both ways. To your question, do we know how they're going to come out? I don't know. I don't think they know.
I don't think they do know either, DRS. And there was that adrenaline that helped Golden State fill that immediate gap for Steph Curry. And again, as we have said, it didn't happen with 8 minutes remaining in regulation. It was over 8 minutes remaining in the opening half in that second quarter. And Golden State even extended the lead. They were off to a great start with Steph in the lineup. The Warriors were up 30-20 over Minnesota after a poor start for the T-Wolves, only 13 points in the opening quarter. Credit to Golden State, who has been masterful defensively throughout this opening playoff run for Golden State. Steph in 13 minutes, though, for the Dubs in game number one. 13 points had already buried three threes. In the immediate aftermath, it was Buddy Hield that stepped up, 5 of 8 from deep. Yeah. It was Jimmy Butler even hitting a couple of threes. Draymond Green was 4 of 10. The fact that he took 10 but made 4.
Yeah.
Both pretty shocking numbers from deep for Draymond Green in game number one. And DRS, to your point about Jimmy Butler, two dimes away from a triple-double in game number one. 20 points, 11 boards, 8 assists. He has often said he is the Robin to Steph's Batman. And Buddy Hield is Alfred. Well, now they kind of have to change those roles tonight to even keep this game close. But I think it's really fascinating. They've already won game number one on the road. They were a 6-point underdog in doing that. Is everything house money already earning that split in the opening two games? Do they play free? Because there's not a lot of freedom for Minnesota. And even if Steph was out there, it would be very tight for the Timberwolves. Who needs to rise to the occasion tonight for Minnesota?
Minnesota, it's, you would say Anthony Edwards, which again, I'm playing devil's advocate tonight. Like, I see that 27.5, and I say there's two options in this basketball game. I do think Minnesota wins, and there's a chance that Minnesota could actually have a blowout because, again, you're going to have that adrenaline from game number 7 wear off after game number 1 for the Golden State Warriors. Now you're in the game number 2 without your best player, and you already know just the human element creeps in, like, oh, man, we'll give it a go in that first quarter to see what happens, maybe by halftime, but we can't afford to be getting beat by 25-plus points late in the third quarter and still play our starters into the fourth quarter. We need to get ready for game number 3. So I actually like Anthony Edwards under 27.5, but that is the guy that actually has to step up. Like, I'm fading the guy that I think needs to step up tonight because I don't know if they need it. We need 30 points from Anthony Edwards tonight. Like, I don't know if we actually need that when it all comes down to it, but he is a spotlight guy. And for the guy that says, like, I don't really care about being the face of the league, you better step up and be the face of the league tonight, at least the face of Minnesota, because you can't afford to go down 0-2. And how does that look for a guy who thinks he might be the face of the league or doesn't want it or does want it to say, I'm down 0-2, and the other quote-unquote maybe face of the league, Steph Curry, he's not even playing and we can't compete.
His name was Legend Slayer after what Anthony Edwards did in only 5 to LeBron James and Luka Doncic in that opening round set, not necessarily the legend in Steph Curry to slay right now. If you see Anthony Edwards finish with 23 points and 14 boards in game number 1, you're like, all right, not his best game maybe scoring-wise, but pretty good, 9 of 22 from the floor, not overly efficient. He was 0 of 8 in the opening half, I believe missed his first 10 field goal attempts in that game. Must be better. DRS, you have mentioned this already. The way that you are leaning is under 2-1 and a half. Neither team got to the century mark in game number 1 on Tuesday night. Minnesota, sub 90, second consecutive game for the Warriors defensively, limiting their opponent to fewer than 90 points. The Rockets in game 7, the T-Wolves in the opening game of the second round. To me, that's key. This game stays under. I think Golden State has a good shot of keeping within that margin because of how great the defense has been.
Oh, absolutely. That is, a shootout doesn't make sense. You told me this morning, we wake up 125-120, Golden State wanted, like, just signed, sealed, and delivered Minnesota. Just don't even fly to San Francisco at this point. This game has to be ugly if the Warriors want to win. But also, Minnesota can win this game ugly because, you know, the Warriors are going to be behind the eight ball. Who steps up for them? We talked about Jimmy Butler. Maybe it's a Buddy Hield. But just from a perspective of Minnesota, they can win this game in multiple ways. But the key has been, they have to win this game. It is a must win because that's a bad look. And maybe we do go 7 games if it's 0-2 at that point going back. Maybe we don't even get to 5 games because how bad is Minnesota then?
The Timberwolves were also pretty good defensively. But, Donnie, when you think about it, if you are Golden State and Minnesota win this game in a low-scoring affair, probably because that means the lack of Steph scoring probably rears its ugly head. So best bets from that game tonight up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Of NBA playoff action on this Thursday in the Twin Cities between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. The main question, can Golden State, without Steph Curry, keep this game close and competitive? 10.5-point spread in favor of Minnesota over under stands at 201.5. DRS will give a best bet of all the best bets for the entirety of this Thursday. Let's talk a little prop action here for this matchup. Highest points prop tonight, 27.5, that is the number for Anthony Edwards. We talked about Jimmy Butler, what he needs to do tonight in the absence of Steph Curry. His points prop, 24.5, against his former team in the Timberwolves. Only 9.5
yeah.
for Draymond Green, who had 18 in game number one, including 4 made threes. When you look at the player props for tonight, what draws your attention?
Two of them there. We talked about Anthony Edwards, 27.5 points. Most people, and rightfully so, probably like, I want to take the over 28. He's got to step up. It's a must-win situation. But also, I take a look at the aspect of this might be an uglier game, and if Golden State wants to win, both teams might be under 100 points, which means if you're scoring roughly 33% of your team's points, that is a lot. But also, the blowout could be there as well, where we don't need to have you in for the final 6 minutes of this game. You have 25 points. There's no reason to get 28 or 29. I'm just fading the superstar athlete tonight. But also, we talked about Buddy Hield. That 2.5 at plus money easily cruised over. And again, you have way more three-point shots and shot abilities for Buddy Hield, who will be in the starting lineup tonight. His number tonight, still manageable, Ben. 3.5 at a plus money price. And on the FanDuel Sportsbook, that plus money is plus 110. I think he makes 4 3-point shots because where are the points coming from? Scott, he's going to shoot. He'll shoot at least 10 tonight. You're telling me he can't make 4?
Leading scorer in game number 7 for Golden State against Houston. Made 9 threes.
Yeah.
He had 5 in game number 1 against the Timberwolves, 5 of 8 from beyond the arc. And DRS, any time that Minnesota got close in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, it was Buddy Hield stepping up in a clutch shot to hit a big three or a big shot and quiet down the crowd ever so slightly. Naz Reid was basically the only offense for the Timberwolves through a good majority of the first 2.5 quarters. He was 3 of 7 from deep. 19 points. And his three-point prop tonight, 2.5.
Yeah.
Plenty of plus money on that over at plus 152. I'll share my best bet of all the best bets from game number 2 tonight in Minneapolis in just a moment. We'll get that from DRS as well. Could be anywhere on this Thursday with 9 games on the diamond in Major League Baseball. It is time now for Bye Bye Bye. Some looks for game number 2 tonight in the Twin Cities between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. We got a doubleheader of NHL Stanley Cup playoff action and a shorter Thursday slate DRS in the bigs, but still plenty of great games to choose from. What is the best bet on this Thursday?
Yeah, for NBA, give me the under 201.5 in that game tonight because I know there's player props we can have in. You're sort of factoring in how that game is going to play out. I think it'll be under, so I'll go under 201, which is a crazy number to bet under 201, just the vibes I'm getting from this game. For the Philadelphia Phillies today in Major League Baseball, those numbers of 135 by 136, they're gone now. They're 146 or higher at the FanDuel Sportsbook today. I'll take the minus 146. The Phillies have the better pitcher and the better lineup on the mound with good hitting conditions today. Look for the sweep for the Philadelphia Phillies. But also, late night tonight, Arizona, 9:40 start tonight. Freddie Freeman told you about it with the breakdown. I don't care what pitcher is on the mound. If Freddie Freeman has good statistics, you know Ohtani and Betts will be on base. Give me an RBI shot here for Freddie Freeman at a plus 125.
DRS, we have seen great defense from Golden State. That will be key tonight without Steph Curry to keep this game close and maybe even provide yet another game two upset for a road team booked as a double-digit dog. The Warriors have held multiple opponents, or at least the opponents in multiple games, to sub 100, 2 consecutive games of holding both the Rockets in game 7 and the Timberwolves in game 1 to fewer than 90 points. Golden State under in 5 of 8 games so far in the postseason. The Timberwolves under in 4 of 6, which is why I focus on the team total. Because I agree, DRS. 201 and a hook might seem a little bit light, but I do actually kind of lean under because I think the lack of scoring for Steph Curry, if Buddy Hield is not performing in the way that he has the last few days, if Draymond is not hitting 2, 3, 4 made threes tonight, could catch up with Golden State. Their team total, 95.5. I look at the other team total for the Timberwolves, 105 and a hook. If Minnesota fails to get under that number, tonight is not a runaway by any means for the Timberwolves. I go over 105.5 for Minnesota. I actually bet the over 106 and a hook for the Timberwolves team total yesterday. So give me the over of 105.5 for Minnesota tonight in game number 2 against Golden State. Rudy Gobert's points prop, 9.5. Finished with 9 in game 1, DRS. But I thought we saw later in the game, of course, Draymond Green, a very gritty defender, Golden State having some issues depth-wise contending with Gobert. I lean to the over, at least for Rudy to have 10 points tonight. He's Donnie Wrightside. I'm Ben Stevens. You're joining us on this Thursday on the Early Line. It returns tomorrow on Sports Grid at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.